The final podcast centering on Islam beliefs and teachings is around the holy books in Islam. The Quran is the most important book in Islam. This is because Muslims believe that the Quran is the word of God, which was revealed to Muhammad via the angel Jibril over a period of around 22 years. It contains the foundation of every believer's faith, and is the most sacred text of Islam. It is believed to be an infallible source of authority for all matters of doctrine, practice, and law. Islamic scholars regard the Quran as a literary work that is beautifully written in perfect Arabic. The original Quran is believed to be in heaven, so when Muslims read the Quran, they believe that God's words are speaking directly to them. In the Quran it says, "This is the scripture in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God. This is a truly glorious Quran, written on a preserved tablet." The name Quran means recital, as Muhammad recited by heart each revelation that he received and passed it on to his followers. His followers memorized them and scribes wrote them down. After Muhammad died, his successor, Abu Bakr, commissioned an official copy to be made. Soon, converts of different nationalities started to read and write the Quran, and some parts were in danger of being misread or miswritten. So Uthman, the third caliph, commissioned a team of Muslim scholars to oversee the compilation of one official written version to be followed everywhere. They completed their work around 650 CE. The Quran contains a mixture of historical accounts and advice on how to follow God. There are 114 surahs. Muslim children are encouraged to learn Arabic so they can read the Quran in its original language. Quranic recitation is highly valued, as Muslims believe that it brings blessings. Those who are able to recite the whole Quran from memory are given the title Hafiz. Muslims believe there are other holy books that have been revealed by God. These include the Torah, revealed to Moses, the Psalms, revealed to David, and the Gospel, revealed to Jesus. There is also another book, the Scrolls of Ibrahim, also is referred to in the Quran, but it's believed that this is lost and no longer exists. They are thought to have been one of the earliest scriptures of Islam, which were revealed to Ibrahim. Some Muslims think that these books have been lost, while others believe they can be found in the Christian Bible, although the original text has been corrupted or distorted, so does not have the same authority as the Quran. The Torah, or Tawrat, Muslims believe that the Torah was given to Moses. It is mentioned 18 times in the Quran. Some Muslims think the Torah is essentially the first five books in the Bible, but over time, additions and subtractions have been made to the original text. The Psalms, Zabur. The Psalms were revealed to David and are mentioned on three occasions in the Quran. Many Muslims believe these are similar to the Psalms which is found in the Bible. The Gospel, the Injil, or to Christians known as the Bible or the four Gospels, or the four canonical Gospels, although there are many other Gospels in the Christian Bible other than Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. The Gospel is mentioned in the Quran, and it is believed that this refers to the book divinely revealed to Jesus. It is thought that this gospel has been lost, but some of its message is still found in the Bible. The word Injil occurs 12 times in the Quran. In the Quran it says, "We sent Jesus, son of Mary, in their footsteps to confirm the Torah that had been sent before him. We gave him the gospel, with guidance, light and confirmation of the Torah already revealed. A guide and lesson for those who take heed of God." To summarise this topic, the Quran is the most important book in Islam. This is the direct word of God and should instruct Muslims how to live their life and how to follow God's teachings. There are other books, holy books in Islam. This also includes the Hadith, which is the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, but also the Torah, the Psalms, and the Gospel.